From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 2,000 U.S. Marines are on their way to Haiti, expected to arrive today. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Port-au-Prince. She says more help is needed for both rescue efforts and security. There's been more looting as people without food or water try to find what they need to stay alive.
It's not falling into this, you know, pit of violence or anything like that. However, that could all change, you know, if they don't start getting this aid to people quickly. And it is starting to come in, but it's still a slow process. I've been on these kind of operations before, and it takes like a big engine to get started. But once it does, it moves along. But the problem is we're at the point where we're still just trying to get things moving here.
That's NPR's Jackie Northam in Port-au-Prince. Some people are now leaving Port-au-Prince, hoping they will be better off in the countryside than in the capital. Today, the United Nations Security Council is expected to approve a U.S.-drafted resolution to increase the number of U.N. peacekeepers in Haiti by 40%. That would bring the total to 12,500. Linda Fasulo reports from New York.
Yesterday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged Security Council members to authorize the temporary deployment of 3,500 UN peacekeepers to reinforce the efforts of 9,000 UN soldiers and UN police officers already in Haiti. Soon after, the United States drafted and circulated a proposed resolution that would do just that. Today, the Council is expected to vote unanimously in support of the increase in UN peacekeepers. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
President Obama has set the date for his first State of the Union address. White House officials say it will be a week from tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The president's new budget proposal will not be released until next month, but he's putting a marker down today on education spending. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
President Obama will announce plans today to include another $1.3 billion in his 2011 budget to extend the government's Race to the Top education grants. That's on top of more than $4 billion in school grants that were included in the government's economic stimulus program. Today's the deadline to apply for the first round of Race to the Top grants, and more than 30 states are expected to submit applications. By extending the program into next year's budget, Mr. Obama hopes to give more states an opportunity and open the competition to individual school districts. To qualify for the grant money, applicants have to adopt ambitious school standards, figure out which teachers are doing the best job and those that need help, and take concrete steps to improve persistently low-performing schools. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks fell across Asia and Europe today, and Wall Street futures are down this morning. Investors have been taking profits in Asia after big run-ups. This is NPR News. The big bank Citigroup is not out of trouble yet. It says it lost more than $7 billion during the final quarter of last year. Citigroup says most of the loss was due to its payback of bailout money to the government. But it also says consumers were struggling to pay loans. Citigroup's provision to cover loan losses declined, a sign that it feels the loan crisis is easing, but its chief financial officer says the environment remains challenging. A hostile takeover of the British confectionery company Cadbury by Kraft Foods has been averted. The boards of both companies have now approved a multi-billion dollar deal. Larry Miller reports from London.
Kraft had been pursuing Cadbury for months, but the English company described earlier offers as derisory, insisting it didn't need Kraft. However, Kraft came back with a price Cadbury could swallow, $19 billion. There's concern Kraft paid so much it'll need to asset strip Cadbury and cut staff and production. Some worry the traditional Cadbury chocolate recipes may be altered for the American taste. However, the head of Kraft, Irene Rosenfeld, tried to allay fears, expressing great respect for Cadbury's brands, heritage, and people. She said they will thrive as part of Kraft. The union wants an urgent meeting. It says it fears job losses and factory closures in the UK and Ireland. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Japan Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. A Japanese government agency is to oversee its reorganization. JAL says the reorganization will include cutting 16,000 jobs, reducing its routes, and trimming its fleet. The airline says it's more than $25 billion in debt. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.